We pray, Lord Jesus, wipe away our tears. Amen. These are days of tears. People are weeping over the effects of the pandemic on their lives. Some are very sick. Some have a loved one who is sick. Someone has a loved one who has died. Some are suffering from the loss of employment and income. Truly, it is a time of tears. Perhaps you are among those who are weeping. The question is, have these tears so blurred your vision that you cannot see reality? Listen to the words of the Holy Spirit found in John chapter 20. She, that is Mary, turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Experience tells us that the dead stay dead. Among the followers of Jesus, no one suggested any other possibilities. Seeing the empty tomb, assuming that someone had stolen the body of Jesus, Mary's eyes were filled with tears. So blurred was her vision that she did not recognize the living Jesus when he appeared before her. Not until he called her name did she know who this was. Here was Jesus, who had truly died on the cross, who was truly placed in the tomb, and who was now truly alive and speaking to her. There was no reason for tears. Is your view of reality blurred by tears? The troubles, the pains, the disappointments, the losses that we experience often shake us to the core. Where was Jesus when this tragedy crashed into my life? So our hearts are grief-stricken and our vision is blurred. It is as if we're staring into the empty tomb and acting as though Jesus is dead. How are we to measure the tragedies in our lives? Is it our senses that determine reality? Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. These are the measuring tools of the world. And what do they tell us? They say that suffering and death are bad things, things to be avoided at all costs. And so it is that they weep. Weeping is very natural for human beings who are suffering from some tragedy. The shortest verse in the Bible is this: Jesus wept. So weeping is not wrong. Pain can produce weeping. The loss of a loved one can produce weeping. The issue is not one of tears, but of the reason for the tears. Sadly, for so many throughout the world, the fear of death is the reason. For them, death is a journey into the unknown. Do they simply cease to exist? Do they go to a better place? Do they go to a worse place? The Spirit tells us that they know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things, that is, evils, are deserving of death. Unbelievers like to talk about going to a better place. However, deep within themselves, they know that a righteous judge is going to condemn them for what they have done. Surely the tears of the unbelievers are shed for a reason. However, brothers and sisters in Christ, our vision need not be blurred with tears. At one time we were unbelievers. Then a marvelous thing happened. Just as Jesus called out the name of Mary and she saw her living Lord and Savior, even so we heard the voice of Jesus calling out our name. For me it was like this. John Pfeiffer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Although the sound was the sound of the pastor, the call was the call of Jesus. Before this, any tears were tears of unbelief. For us, in our unbelief, Jesus was a dead man, and our tears were tears of fear. However, when he came to us in our baptism or in the spoken gospel, when he spoke out our name, our tears were wiped away, for we saw the living God-man. From then on, the living Jesus has been coming to us through word and sacrament, reassuring our hearts, speaking our names, and telling us, I am alive. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I have wiped out all your sins. I have removed your guilt. All is well between you and God. Death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory. I give you my victory. Are you weeping these days? Have your tears blurred your vision? Has the pandemic become a panic-demic? Then listen. Jesus is calling out your name and saying, I am the resurrection and the life. You believe in me? Even though you may die, you shall live. Indeed, you who live and believe in me shall never die. We pray. Lord Jesus, my living Savior, help me to see the sufferings of this present time, that they are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. Now we hear the words from the Lutheran hymnal, number 394, My Faith Looks Up to Thee.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, away, oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me. To thee, pure form and changeless be, a living fire. While life's dark ways I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. If darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll, Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove.